Undoubtedly, the Bible is the most misunderstood, misconstrued, misused book ever written. I'm thinking mainly about out in the world, around the world, but it does happen in the church as well. As an example, people sometimes assume that the Old Testament, that's the law from God, and the New Testament, that's the gospel. Even worse is when they say the Old Testament God is a God of thunderous judgment, while the New Testament God is the God of love and mercy. Today I invite you to find in the Old Testament the God of mercy and salvation as we turn to Psalm 130 on the half sheet. We will read a pair of verses at a time responsibly. I read the bold verse, you read the italicized one, and after each pair, we'll consider briefly what the verses mean. Verses 1 and 2. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Notice, please, how we get to address God by His personal name. L-O-R-D in all caps. Think Yahweh or Yehovah. I am that I am. Also notice the other spelling for Lord with just one capital letter. That's telling you about the relationship between you and Him. He is the Lord of you and me and the Lord of all that we face. Notice also the starting point of the prayer. A cry out to God from the depths. Is that you? Are you in the depths right now? Well, have you sinned against God today? More than once or twice, I'd imagine. Can you do anything about that? Those sins you've already committed? Recognizing our desperate, chronic problem with sin puts you into the depths, where thankfully you get to implore your Lord as the God of mercy who hears your prayer. Verses 3 and 4. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? Does God keep track of your sins? That is a yes and no type of question. No, God does not count your sins against you. If He did, you'd be done, forever condemned, and so would I. But yes, He does count those sins against Jesus, which is the reason why we have complete forgiveness from the Lord. The mercy of God, way back in Old Testament times, has led to the promise of the Savior, the prophecies of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus Christ, culminating in His sacrificial death, which continues to be the reason why God wipes away all your sins. Now, when you come to terms with that, what God did for you in Christ, it is meant to have a very big impact on your heart. It grabs your attention like nothing else can. It commands our respect. Not demands, but commands our respect and compels a growing sense of awe, amazement, thanksgiving. Or to put it the way the psalm writer did, forgiveness from God leads you to fear God in the good way, the way of faith. Verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. my soul waits, and in His word I do hope. The psalm writer was waiting for the first coming of Christ, the Lord here in the flesh as the Messiah, based on God's promises. That was his certain hope, based on God's word to him. You and I are no different. We wait for the second coming of Christ, based on God's promises and the expectation that he will keep them. Thus we wait, and so we pray. Yes, come, Lord Jesus, deliver your people. Verses 7 and 8. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. When you read the word Israel in a text like this, you get to include yourself, even though you're not a Jew in the ethnic sense. By faith in Christ, you are part of Israel in the spiritual sense, a member of the Holy Christian Church. By that same faith in Christ, you count as a child of Abraham, having the same God as your God, his God as yours, the God of constant mercy and full redemption, which we can break down into redemption of the soul already, helping you in this life, and deliverance of the body, even from the grave, for that life to come. Jesus is your Lord and your Redeemer who bought you and claims you as his own forever. That's your greatest treasure. The reason to realize what a great God we have. What great promises and hope we get from him. Let us praise the Lord now and forever. Amen. We do so, praising our God today, singing hymn 37, stanzas 1 and 3, 1 and 3 of hymn 37.